Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. Vodafone Idea CEO assures employees about telco's future. Airtel ties up with Google Cloud Cisco to launch office internet. NHAI incurs ₹3,512 crore loss due to COVID. Indian Airlines airports see financial losses worth ₹22,400 crore in FY21. Government to amend tax laws to provide COVID-related relief. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last street today. Despite a roller coaster trading session, bulls continued to lift benchmark indices higher to new records. Buying in metal and IT counters offset the selling pressure in banking and financial counters. Strong macroeconomic data and upbeat corporate earnings supported the sentiments. BSE Sensex gave up majority of the day's gains to settle just below the 52,500 mark or 123 points higher. The Nifty 50 pack added 36 points to close at 16,295. However, broader markets continue to underperform. BSE Mid Cap mildly rose, but Small Cap Index declined 0.5%. Feargauge India VIX eased 3%. On BSE Sensex, Bharti Airtel gained 4%, whereas ITC and Tech Mahindra jumped 3% each. Tata Steel and HCL Tech added 2% each. HDFC Bank, Reliance and Kotak Mahindra Bank each ended up 1%. On the flip side, SBI led the losers, declining over 3%. IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance and ICICI Bank tanked 2% each. Bajaj Finserv, Ultratech Cement, Maruti, NTPC, M&M and Asian Paints gave up 1% each. About 285 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and over 90 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Vinod Nair from Geojit Financial Services with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What are your expectations from RBI's monetary policy tomorrow?
Main expectation is that RBI will maintain its accommodative policy and no rate hikes to support the economy to recover faster from this slowdown. Other than this, the key factors to note will be to see the measures adapted to maintain the liquidity in the financial market. Also, RBI's change in inflation forecast and view is also important. Currently, inflation is high in the world and it has started to affect the other emerging markets. Few have started to increase interest rates and some are planning to do so in the future. So what will be the outlook provided by RBI will be the key to look into.
Broader markets are underperforming larger peers in recent sessions. Is the party in mid caps and small caps over?
Yes, today broad market is underperforming, while a way back it was usually outperforming. They are consolidating after the super rally they had during the year. For example, year till date, Nifty small cap has generated more than 2.5 times return than the large caps. Some healthy correction is required in the market for the mid and small cap. So we should be choosy while investing in small caps, at least in the short term.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhre of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 is marching towards 16,400 levels. Do you see scope for some profit taking?
Nifty can see the next movement towards 16,400 zone. But again, like I said, 16,300 will be an immediate hurdle on the higher side, which will be a minimal hurdle one can expect. But yes, once we sustain above 16,300, then we may see a very good movement towards 16,400, or one can say a very quick movement towards 16,400. Now again, to focus on the support side, yes, 16,200, 16,100 are the immediate support and 16,000 will be a fantastic support. Any dips will be buying opportunity with keeping stop out below 16,000 mark on closing basis. Any dips can be used as a buying opportunity, but like I said, on the higher side, once we sustain above 16,300, we may see a very good movement towards 16,400. But let's say if we failed to sustain above 16,300, then some dips possible. So immediate hurdle is 16,300. Once we cross, then next hurdle would be 16,400.
Nifty Bank showed underperformance today. What are the technical charts suggesting?
Nifty Bank, yes, a little bit underperformance is there compared to the Nifty, definitely. But again, the structure is not as such, one can say the bad. Yes, there are some hurdles that one need, Nifty Bank need to cross decisively. The first hurdle is 36,100, above that 36,500. So once we cross about 36,100, we'll be in a safe territory, one can say. As such, we are in safe territory, but once we sustain about 3600, we'll be in a bullish safe territory, one can say. So 36,500 will be the strong hurdle on the higher side. 35,500, 35,200 will be a fantastic support. Any dip near 35,500 will be again buying opportunity with keeping stop loss below 35,200 somewhere. But yes, the overall structure is positive. Dips can be used as buying opportunity, and once we sustain above 36,100, then we may see a very good moment.
Asian markets ended mostly lower for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out ttmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.